He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is August the 29th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour on a day when the NASDAQ is hitting another new all-time high, as is the S&P 500. Look at this. We've got the NASDAQ up 23 points a day. By the way, you're listening to Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. The NASDAQ up 23 points right now to 8,053. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is up almost 3 points. It's at 2,900. That's a new all-time high. I've never said that before on this show. S&P 2,900. The NASDAQ, or the Dow, is down 20 points, not participating, but it's only down 20, and it's at some pretty heady numbers here at 26,043. Russell 2000, small caps, not participating yet so far today, but the day is young. The Russell 2000 down about a point here right now. Let's see, where are the oil markets right now? We've got oil at up 58 cents, closing in on $70 per barrel once again at $69.11. We have gold down $3.80 per ounce. It's at $12.10. That's when about lunch is around here. Can't wait. Silver is down 11 cents, 14.65. The euro is flat. And the 10-year bond is sleepy. Wake up, bond market. It's even on the day. The 10-year sits at 2.88%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management with headquarters in Carlsbad, California, but still broadcasting from the shores of the Ashley River, which dumps into the Charleston Harbor, home of Fort Sumter, where the first shots of the Civil War were fired. So a very historic place here is Charleston, South Carolina. Man, I had the best steamed clams last night. Oh, boy. Were they good? Anyways, let's take a look at, we got new highs in the NASDAQ today, so what's new? We've got new highs in the S&P 500 today, so what's new? We continue to hit new highs in the market, so what's new? The Dow, however, is not hitting a new all-time high. I just say this about that. It continues to be held down somewhat, actually quite a bit, by this cloud called a trade war, especially with China hanging over its head. Now, the news this morning is that we may have a deal with Canada by Friday. Wow. We just got a deal with Mexico. That lit the market on fire. The market said Viva Mexico on Monday. New highs across the board. And now it's looking like a deal by Friday with Canada. Will China be next? Well, they'll be the only one left. Well, things haven't been ironed out completely with the European Union yet, but they made a lot of concessions. So we'll see if we can get Canada in the books on Friday, and then hopefully China soon. Well, interesting things just south of us here in South Carolina. Last evening, primary results for the Florida governor. Florida's governor, home of Jeb Bush down there, present voters with one of the starkest contrasts of any race in the country. Boy, I'll say, a win by Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who is a progressive backed by Bernie Sanders. This is Florida we're talking about. How's my Sarasota audience feel about that? Shocked the Democratic political establishment. While one of President Trump's most outspoken defenders, Representative Ron DeSantis, scored support from the GOP. So Florida will have a big, big decision to make this fall in their gubernatorial race. Do they want progressive-style politics that Bernie Sanders and Andrew Gilliam offer? Or do they want to stick with a conservative like Ron DeSantis? Florida, always a major battleground state. So we'll be watching Florida in this November. I hope and pray that Florida does the right thing. Second estimate of Q2 GDP growth data. Well, it came in hotter than expected. We were looking for a print of 4.1%. Instead, we got quarter two GDP of 4.2%. Take that, Bernie Sanders, and you socialists that want the government to pay for everything. GDP Q2 growth. Now, that's the growth of the U.S. economy. 4.2% Q2 of this year. Q1 was 2.2%. Who's been saying on the air every day, putting his neck on the line, saying that the economy is accelerating? Well, you've heard it right here, and that's one of the big reasons why the market continues to hit new highs. As the economy accelerates, earnings of publicly traded companies also accelerate. Stocks follow earnings. That's why the market is accelerating. You notice the link between earnings of the S&P 500 and individual companies and their respective stock prices or index prices. Earnings have been leading the S&P 500 higher now for the last 9 years. That's why we have to keep our ear to the ground and our binoculars out, watching for a drift, a lowering, a drying up, a slowing down, a deceleration, because that will eventually bring this 9-year-plus bull market to an end. Well, trouble in Turkey. That problem has not gone away, by the way. They still have Pastor Andrew, I can't think of his name right now, but he is an American pastor, and he's being held by Turkey on espionage charges, Andrew Brunson. The Turkish lira took a fresh fall overnight as Moody's downgraded 20 of the country's financial institutions amid a continuing row with Washington over the fate of a U.S. pastor detained in the country. I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to predict that before the end of the year, that guy returns to the U.S. Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu, meanwhile, announced that Turkey's relations with Russia are not an alternative to the U.S. and the EU, and the nation can perfectly balance its foreign policy. Well, Turkey has totally turned to Russia. I don't see Turkey as an ally. I don't see Erdogan as an ally to the U.S. anymore. Meanwhile, we'll continue to watch the trade spat. How does this impact your portfolio? Well, when news of all of this started to first break about the lira, there was fear of a contagion that would spread to the rest of the world. And portfolio or stock markets dove there for a day or two. The market did not like it. Well, so far that's gone to the back burner for now. But I can't keep you abreast of what is taking place over there, because it could rear its ugly head once again. And it could be a contagion. A fall of the Turkish economy and the Turkish lira would definitely be a contagion that could spread around the world. Well, Deutsche Bank and Goldman Sachs see the dollar rally losing steam. Well, let's check in on the dollar today, okay? I'm going to open my wallet. Oh, it's empty again. Where does my wife, where is she? All my dollars are gone. There's not even a five, nothing in my wallet. Let's check the currency. UUP, well, it is starting to lose a little steam, Goldman. Why does that matter? Well, I'll tell you why that matters. As the dollar skyrocketed beginning back in April of this year, emerging markets dove. Precious metals got clobbered. Commodities were smacked. And if the dollar starts to drop again, that would be bullish for the cheap emerging markets. Let's not forget that. In fact, when we come back, I'd like to talk about the emerging markets just a little bit. With all of these trade deals being done and the emerging markets being so cheap, we need to keep our eye on that. I'll remind you of that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on a day when the NASDAQ is hitting a new all-time high once again. It's above 8,000. Looks like it may be there to stay for a while. We will see. I thought I would come back to this emerging market talk here just a little bit. We've got a settlement, finally, an agreement that will go to Congress with Mexico, which is part of the NAFTA trade deal. We have an agreement, hopefully, this week with Canada, which leaves really the EU to shore up. I know we have made a lot of concessions. I don't know that we have a final deal with them. But the big one is China. Okay, this trade war, the China market is now down 16.3% from the high it set back in the middle of January, okay? So from mid-January of this year to today, well, that's the emerging markets, actually. The emerging markets are down 16.3% since that time. Now, the Chinese market is a part of those emerging markets. China itself, just as measured by the FXI ETF, has gone from 54 down to a current read of $43.16, which works out to a drop from the high of 20%. Ouch! You don't think they're feeling the heat? Hotter than one of those peppers, you know, those dried peppers that every once in a while you get in your dish, and you think it's like an olive or something, and you end up needing oxygen. That's happened to me a few times, those little dried red ones. They're the hot ones. I think they're arbol chilies or dried Thai pepper something. Be on the lookout for those next time. Anyways, the Chinese market is down 20% since January. Oh, boy. But having said that, okay, I looked at the Chinese market about 2 weeks ago. I said, what is the forward P.E. ratio right now of that Chinese market? It was down to 13. It was down in the 13s. It's down 20% from its high. What would a resolution with China do to A, the emerging markets overall, which I measure through the Vanguard ETF, VWO, or the China ETF, which there's many. I use FXI as my proxy there. If you really want to get wild and really heat things up in your General So chicken dish? Oh, man, look out for that. Anyways, if you really want to heat things up, they have a 3x China ETF, okay? I can't think of the symbol right offhand. I'm sure you can Google it, but it's 3x China. Whatever China does, it will do it 3x. It's leveraged 3x. Like that yellow curry powder. Anyways, I'm watching it. You know, I'm watching the emerging markets build a base here. I don't think they're going any lower. I think your downside risk is pretty limited unless the trade war really heats up and things get worse. And I think the China economy is still worth investing in, but I have no exposure at the current time. I can think of several stocks that I would definitely be interested in if there were a resolution to this trade spat. But let's keep our eyes and let's remember that the emerging markets have gotten really cheap. They've been beaten up 15 to 20% since their high back in late January. And if we're solving things in Mexico and now it looks like we have a resolution to Canada, it seems to me like they can then focus all their energy on the China spat. And that could be very bullish for the Chinese stocks, Chinese ETFs, and the emerging market ETF. So keep your eye on that and stay tuned to the newsletter every weekend, to my live trading alerts, to see if I step back into those beleaguered emerging markets. In the meantime, China's economy continues to face increased risk. Well, you see, this is pressure. The old days, they used thumb screws, didn't they? And they would tighten them a little more, and the guy, no, I'll tell, finally, you know. You can only take so much. Well, China continues to have the thumb screws put to them. China's state planner has warned that the economy faces increased risk in the second half of this year, which we're in, that greater determination would be needed for policymakers to hit development goals. Something's got to give, in other words. Targets in economic growth, employment, inflation, exports, and exports can be achieved through effort, he says. Well, yes, it's going to take some effort, mainly with Trump and his trade negotiators. The guy seems to be good at negotiating. He seems to be good at making deals with people, does Mr. Trump. Anyways, Google's CEO criticized. He declined to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. What's he have to hide, huh? This is Sundar Pichai. He's facing bipartisan criticism for refusing to testify at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing next week. Of course, Trump has been accusing him of tilting the Google searches. If you type in the words Trump news, all negative comes up. Nothing about the booming economy, nothing about GDP at 4.2, nothing about Walmart hitting new all-time highs, nothing about Target stores hitting new all-time highs, nothing about the jobs report flying, the NASDAQ hitting new all-time highs. Instead, it's all negative news, according to Trump, that comes up. Now, I haven't done that search. I'll let you do it at home. Google search, put the search words Trump news and see if anything positive comes up. Well, the hearing will also feature Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. We'll see if he shows up. And Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. They want to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election and its manipulation of social media. I think social media is too big for its own britches. I think they could turn on the propaganda machine if it already hasn't been turned on already. Especially influential with our young people, our junior high school folks, our high schoolers, our college folks, and even our millennials very much are influenced by social media. And if you can tip it one way or the other, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. Anyways, Trump is warning the tech giants to be careful. He said, be careful. They're trading on, they're treading on very, very troubled territory. You know, you've noticed that the FANG stocks have kind of come to a halt for now, as the market worries about increased scrutiny and regulations, not only on the information gathering from us, but the twisting of the searches, all right? So we'll see what happens there. Oh, I got some big news when we come back on one of my biggest holdings. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I got a couple of hot stocks here to talk about. That's what you're all listening to the show for, right? As hot stocks. What's Gunderson found that's hot today? Well, I did find out during the break the culprit in Kung Pao chicken. It's those Thai chili peppers. Oh, those little dried ones, you know. They're in the dish. They're colorful, but I don't advise ingesting those. Last time I did, my wife had to call 911 just about. You know, we finally got me back to normal. And I'm sure some guy in the back was laughing at me, but it's the Thai chili pepper, or otherwise known as the Kung Pao pepper. Oh, boy, pow. Anyway, Square. Speaking of Kung Pao peppers, can you believe Square? Look at this chart today. It's the chart of the day. I've only looked at about 100 charts so far this morning. Still got another several hundred to look at. But that's the chart of the day. Square, SQ. I own Square. It is one of only 22 stocks that I own in my premier growth portfolio. I bought Square in March of this year when it started showing up on my A-plus momentum list. And it started entering into my top 300 stocks in my Best Stocks Now app, which is a combination of performance, momentum, and also value. Since I bought it on March 16th of this year, which wasn't that long ago, Square is now up 56% and it's now become 5.2% of that premier growth portfolio. Why is it got the Kung Pao move today? Because Guggenheim, you know them, right? Remarket Guggenheim analyst Jeff Cantwell names the stock a new best idea. Well, it's about time, Jeff. Welcome to the bandwagon. Maybe it's time for me to sell now. He raises his price target from 75 to 100. I'll take that. It's at 84.50 today. I'd be happy with it going to 100, but he's missed the huge move after it broke out in early summer of this year. He notes that the company's revenue potential for Cash App is underappreciated, according to Bloomberg. Cantwell sees Cash App taking an important services role for underbanked populations. Are you an underbanked population? My savings account is underbanked, and sees 2019 subscription and services revenue of $1 billion compared with consensus of $868 million. Cash App, do you have Cash App on your phone? If you don't, download it. And right after you do that, download the Best Stocks Now app. Is likely to spread into consumer finance, investing, and cross-border money transfer, driving sustained revenue growth, he writes. Wow. Look at the chart of that stock. Square, SQ, which is Jack Dorsey's other company. He's the Twitter guy, but he's also a Square. And that stock hitting new all-time highs today. Unbelievable move. While we're speaking of Thai chili peppers, let's look at Amazon. I predicted not long ago, and I've continued to predict since then, that Amazon would eventually be a trillion-dollar company. It's almost there. Look at the move in Amazon today. It, too, is one of 22 stocks that I own in my Best Stocks Now premier growth portfolio. And you want to own Clorox in your portfolio? Scrub it. Move on. Get to some Best Stocks Now. Those are soggy stocks. Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, IBM. Stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. That's just my opinion. That's the way I look at things. And I'm pretty outspoken about it. Well, Amazon, I got back into it last November after being absent for a month or two or several months. I made 100% the first time around in it. This time, with the move today, which puts it at $19.65. That's about the year the man landed on the moon. 1965, I am now up 80% on my Amazon purchase back in November. I still own it. It is now at $956 billion. It's only $44 billion away. I mean, what's $44 billion? Come on. That could happen in a week. $44 billion in market cap. Jeff Bezos, what's he own? What percent of the company does he own? He could be, he's already the richest man in the world. What's another $54 billion here? That would put them at $1 trillion. The company is expected to make $25.17 in earnings this year. Morgan Stanley raises its Amazon target price to a new street high. Get this. Now they're up there with me finally. They're catching up to me. Of course, they're always way behind. I run a pretty fast pace here at Gunderson Capital Management. The other guys try to keep up, but they can't. Amazon's target from Morgan Stanley goes to 2,500 from 1,850, which implies a market value of $1.2 trillion. Analyst Brian Nowak cites Amazon's high growth, high margin revenues from the likes of AWS, ADS, and subscriptions that give the company room to invest and generate even higher profits. The online juggernaut, right? Amazon.com, almost a $1 trillion company. It's now at 1,900 as it breaks out part of that NASDAQ new high move to all-time highs today. I continue to own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio. So now you know two of the stocks that I own in there. I own Square and I own Amazon. That portfolio is having a very good year. That's where about 60 to 70% of my clients are parked in Bill Gunderson's premier growth portfolio, which is tightly maintained, weeded, gardened, manicured, picked from time to time. We take the bounty of the harvest. We put it aside. Sometimes we plant new little transplants in there, but that is one of my babies, is my premier growth portfolio. Move over Tesla. There's a new IPO coming out, moving to tap the public markets. Chinese electric vehicle maker, NIO. Now, you better look out, Tesla. This is a luxurious electric sports car. Has launched a U.S. stock sale that could raise up to $1.3 billion, and it will value the company at $8.5 billion. Of course, Tesla is currently valued at $52 billion, which I think it's way overvalued. The Chinese-headquartered company, we'll watch for that IPO, the symbol is NIO, has built itself as an emerging rival to Tesla, which I've predicted all along that Tesla has had a big head start in the luxury electric car. But wait till some of these other guys come along to compete, and Tesla will not be the only game in town. They plan to list on the New York Stock Exchange in about 2 weeks. That could be an interesting IPO, with ADRs priced at a range of $6.25 to $8.25 per share. A low-priced stock looking to compete with Tesla, NIO, out of Shanghai, China. Okay, now, eventually, this bull market will end eventually. Wake up every day, I look at everything, I look at all the where the yuan is trading, you know, where the trade deficit is, what the employment numbers look like, where is GDP, what is the Fed up to? Are we fed up with the Fed? We're watching earnings watch all the time. Eventually it will come to an end. And then there may be, not maybe, there will be some potentially very profitable things to invest in on the downside. When we come back, I'll list my number one on my list of things when the market turns that I'd be looking to invest in. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The Best Stocks Now radar. And the market has just really taken off and blasted off since I began the show. Maybe it's my optimistic news that I'm giving here on the market, but it is blasting off. The NASDAQ now up 55 points to 8,084. Okay, here's an ETF that's hitting new lows that at some point in time could be one of the most profitable ETFs ever invented. It is ultra short, the biotech index, hitting new lows today at $15.92. I mean, you got to be crazy to be ultra short the biotech index right now. This ETF back in 2011 was $1,128 per share, split adjusted, and it's now $15.92 per share. So folks that were bearish on the biotechs back in 2011 and bought this ETF are now down like 98%. They were totally wrong. But here's a very troubling story in the Wall Street Journal. They report, the Wall Street Journal does, that biotech analysts, these are at the big firms now, are receiving lucrative pay packages as a result of the boom in biotech investment banking activity, including IPOs, equity offerings, and M&A. Well, I've been talking about all the little $5 biotechs and $100 million biotechs that have been going public. There's hundreds of them. And I would just venture to say that 5 to 10 years from now, 90% of them will not be around anymore. They'll go bust. When I see this kind of money being thrown around for these IPOs, top analysts are getting a remuneration in the $3 to $4 million range. Imagine being an analyst, finding a group of scientists that want to take a little biotech public, and getting paid as an analyst $3 to $4 million to help them go public. They're getting paid for their value. They're getting a piece of the deal, you see, in fees. Now, the reason I bring this up, this was a major source of conflicted interest in the dot-com crash in 2000. I was there. I witnessed the dot-com crash. The same stuff was happening. Analysts were getting paid millions of dollars to bring companies public, assist companies in going public, that had no business in ever being public. And I am seeing that. I am a witness to it every single day here at my perch watching the market. Examples include former RBC analyst Michael Yee, who received $4 million a year to join Jefferies. Other moves include Andrew Behrens, who left Morgan Stanley for Leerink, and Alethea Young, now at Cantor Fitzgerald, from Credit Suisse. Still others, Matthew Harrison at Morgan Stanley, Yigal Nochomovitz at Citigroup, for instance, received big raises to stay put. Well, BIS is an inverse biotech ETF that is way in the back of my tackle box right now, next to the green frog lures that only work certain times of the year or of a bull market. BIS, take out the I and it's BS. There is a lot of BS going on in the biotech sector. BS. Those are my letters of the day. And Sesame Street, they used to have a letter. What's the letter of the day? I used to sing it to my granddaughter. Anyways, Well, I will keep my eye on BS because I believe that at some point that could be an extremely lucrative investment as the biotechs, well, first as the economy starts to slow down, grind to a halt, people start to de-risk their portfolios, panic selling sets in. The stuff that went up the most that shouldn't have will be the stuff that comes down the most that should. And I would just say that the biotechs would be my number one target. My number one expectation of an industry of a bunch of stocks that will get taken apart at some point in time. But in the meantime, it's opposite. BIS is the short side. BIB is the long side. It's breaking out to a new all-time high today. But keep it back there in your hip pocket. Roku dips on report of Amazon plans for ad-supported Fire TV streaming. Okay, so what's Amazon getting into next? And we'll close with this. You know, even though that the retail stocks are, a lot of them are hitting new highs, it's still, you still have to have a good, be in a good space in the retail. Sporting goods has always been a tough space. Dick's Sporting Goods not participating. That stock down 7% today as sales disappoint. That's been a graveyard, the sporting goods industry. Think of all of Sports Authority and Sports Chalet and on and on and on and on and on. Dick's is really the only survivor. I think Amazon has taken a big chunk out of their hide. American Eagle down 8% today, but it has been hitting new highs. Now it's down 11%. I don't own it. Chico's, which also owns the white and black market, getting taken apart today, down 7%. You still have to have a good product and a good loyal clientele to take place in, to take part in this retail sector, which has been called the best environment I've ever seen by the CEO of Target. Express, on the other hand, EXPR, which is also a mall-based retailer, nope, it's getting taken apart too, down 7%. So, it points out, even though you have a good sector, you still got to pick the best stocks now in that sector. And we'll close with this one. TLRY cannabis stock up 17%, hitting a new high. It's now a $5.4 billion company, Tilray, T-L-R-Y, with 5 cents in earnings. It's now a $5.5 billion company. They reported revenues today. Their sales up 95% year after year. And earnings, well, not really there yet. But the marijuana stocks, definitely Thai chili peppers right now. Canopy Growth and Tilray. Good luck with them. This is Bill Gunderson. If you'd like to talk to me about money management, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Start with the newsletter. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.